The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Thank you very much, Stephen. You're listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you as always until 7 o'clock. And we are, if you're just tuning in, partnering with EY for their Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. And those awards are happening tonight in the Powers Court Hotel, a scaled down version of the usual event, it is fair to say. But much excitement still in Powers Court. And we spoke to Frank O'Keefe of EY a little bit earlier in the show about what is happening there tonight. I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by three people in attendance, three of the finalists. And we have an interesting thing we want to talk about. The name of a company, of their own companies, and the relevance and importance of names. So what I might actually ask you to do is introduce yourselves. Tell me your names and the names of your company. Who do I have with me?
Hi, so it's Niall Horgan here. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Gym Plus Coffee. So we're a clothing brand with a very strange name, so we can chat more about that.
And it's Una O'Hagan here from the Mars Pharmacy Group. We have 9 physical pharmacies across Dublin and then a really busy online store looking after the length and breadth of Ireland and 58 countries off the island as well.
Hey, so my name is Chupi Sweetman. I'm CEO of course, Chupi Jewellery. We are based in Ireland, selling into 67 countries around the world.
Wow, okay. So that's who I have with me. Interesting names there, some of them obvious, some of them less so. And Niall, yours less so, because Gym Plus Coffee doesn't operate any gyms, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. There's kind of an immediate hurdle. We're a clothing brand, an athleisure clothing business, but our name, kind of makes you think we have a gym or we sell coffee, but it's really baked into the brand and the business and community that we want to build around it.
So what is the message? Like, what is the idea behind the name?
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose we kind of gave ourselves a very simple name. The brand that we wanted to create and the audience we wanted to connect with is really around exercising and socializing. So that's exactly what we wanted the brand to stand for, and we wanted to create clothing for that lifestyle. So the gym to us really represents that exercise piece, that kind of that sports, that fitness, that health. And the gym, or the coffee side, represents the social side of things. So we really want to build a brand that resonates with people who enjoy, you know, getting up early, going for a run, but having time to grab a brunch or a coffee with friends afterwards. So all the content that we put out, certainly the clothing that we design and create, is all really to try build into that lifestyle, the people who want to kind of exercise, socialize, and look good while they're doing it.
And do people ever get confused now? Because I can actually remember the first time I saw Gym Plus Coffee gear. It's funny, it sticks in my head. I was in Cafe Le Coco in Kilkenny and I saw someone wearing it and I thought it was a new gym in Kilkenny.
Yeah, honestly, it's the probably the first question we get, especially with new people kind of who discover the brand, that it does need a little bit of explanation to go alongside it. We see it as a very as a strong conversation starter, if nothing else. And then I think when people start to, you know, hear from the brand or follow us on social media or learn more about what we're doing, I think it resonates and makes a lot more sense. And then I think it just kind of naturally just becomes part of who we are and the story we're telling and the community we're building around the business. But yeah, there is that initial question where you're like, are you a gym? Are you a cafe? And yeah, so I think as names go, we probably have a stranger and more interesting tale to tell.
Una, Mars Pharmacy is a much more traditional name, but there is something to be said for tradition, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. And Kieran, like, Mars Pharmacy is the gentleman's name that I bought the business from. So when I left college and I did my intern year as a pharmacist, I worked for Pierce Mar on Baggot Street. And Mars has been there in the heart of Dublin 4 on Baggot Street since 1921. It was his mother's pharmacy before she passed it to him. They lived above the pharmacy shop on Baggot Street. So it was deeply embedded in the community. And that's what attracted me to Mars in the first place. I suppose people used to say that I'm going to Mars as opposed to I'm going to the pharmacy or I'm going to the chemist. So that name carries so much reputation. It is such a positive part of the community, and his, you know, Pierce and his mother before played a very active role within the community and given back to the community. And that was the thing, the magical thing that attracted to me in that year that I spent with Pierce. You know, he taught me a lot about pharmacy and about, a brilliant pharmacist that I am, but actually taught me a lot more about actually giving back and being an integral part of the community, because as pharmacists, obviously, it's all built on trust. People come to us because they trust us for advice and education around, and it might not be that they're looking for a product, but they just might have a concern or a concern for their family member. And so I really felt, you know, when I bought the business from him, that it was the last thing in my mind to actually change the name. And he actually tried to convince me to change the name because it's hard to pronounce the way it's spelt. But it was something that would never cross my mind, because it was that fabric, that those family values, that community value that really attracted me to the brand. So and what I've tried to do is build upon that, I suppose, as we've grown the business, you know, not only physically.
So the fact that the name itself was rooted in a community mattered, because that was going to be an intrinsic element of your business being rooted in the community.
And absolutely, and that's exactly what we're trying to build. You know, no matter where, if we open a brand new pharmacy in a particular community, we're trying to bring those same brand values, those family, customer first values, that expert advice to that community. That's, you know, that's what actually really matters, is that trust, that place, that we're the beacon of safety. And we're trying to then bring that obviously to a digital community, which we've built from scratch, that we're now looking after. You know, we are all Dublin-based in terms of the 9 pharmacies we have, but we have a huge online business. And again, people come to us for that safety, that trust in the brand. They know it's going to be, they're going to get the advice that they need, that they can trust. And whether they need a product or whether they need just pointed in the right direction, that's what they come to us for. So what we're trying to do is, bring that trusted, that strong pharmacy advice to a wider community. And not only in Ireland now, but as I said, we have customers all around the globe who lean towards us for those products or that advice.
And Chupi, I suppose you were more like Naya, less like Una, in that you had a brand new product that you could have put any name in the world onto. I'm sure I'd find some psychologist who'd tell me a little something about you that you put your own name on it. Were there other names you experimented with?
Oh, I don't think so, Ciarán. So Chupi, my parents worked out in, my dad's English and my mum is Irish, but they worked out in Central America and spoke Spanish the whole time. And when they came home to Ireland, they had me. And my mum said, from the day I was born, she called me Chupi. So it means my little darling or little one, like my sweetheart. And I hated it when I was 30.
Really?
Hated it. I couldn't believe they'd been so cruel as to give me such an unusual name. I remember just thinking, why? But one of the great things about having such an unusual name is there's always a conversation. There's always, every time you walk into a room, every time you say hello, everyone you meet, and especially in Ireland, which is such a lovely, warm community, everyone's like, Chupi, is that your real name? And I think, Chupi as a business is 10 years old. We've 68 people on the team in those nearly 70 countries. But I actually started nearly 20 years ago. So I started as a designer 20 years ago, and there was never a question. It just made sense. It's who we are and what we do. And I think my unusual name gave me a real love of different things and special things. So I think about what we do now. So we make diamond jewellery, beautiful rings that mark the biggest moments in people's lives. And actually, I'm really lucky. We've got a really strong cult following, about 250,000 people. And it means that people will come up to, like, you know, I get messages from people on social media saying, oh, I was walking down the street and I saw this girl was wearing a Chupi. And that's something that you can't buy if you...
That's like a Freemason's handshake or something.
Honestly, literally. Yeah, my husband is always teasing, saying he's watching people's hands, like going, oh, that's a Chupi. And that's what we're really looking for. It was a challenge when I was 13 and a blessing being called Chupi at now 37.
Yeah, well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck with it. Niall, before I let you go, I mean, again, you're more like Chupi and less like Una, in the sense that you had a blank page in front of you and you could have called the company anything. Before you settled on Gym Plus Coffee, were there other names that were tossed around?
Do you know what? People ask us that a lot, and it's a real boring one. There really wasn't. We called it Gym and Coffee first, and then we added the plus. But that was the only difference in it. It really captured what we wanted the brand to be. And again, the kind of the feelings hopefully people have as they kind of hear from the brand and discover us for the first time. And it felt it kind of would work here in Ireland and abroad. And it just, unfortunately, there's no other kind of a hit list that we were looking at. But I think the more we've looked at other businesses since, is sometimes the kind of the most kind of inspiring brands out there have maybe sort of the most boring stories behind their names, if you look at Nike and Adidas and stuff like that too. So
I guess Gym Plus Coffee has the advantage over Gym and Coffee. The Gym and Coffee would just get shortened to GAC, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. And we really feel as well that the plus and our symbol in our logo is very recognizable now, and that kind of plays a part as well, as again we look at other brands that we admire and where names are obviously kept, but even the logo or the symbol itself is really recognizable and unique. So it really ties into it as well.
Well, listen, I wish you the absolute best of luck, everybody, tonight. Niall Horgan, the co-founder and the CEO of Gym Plus Coffee, Una O'Hagan, the MD and the owner of Mars Pharmacy, and Chupi Sweetman of Chupi Jewellery. The EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards are taking place in the Powers Court Hotel tonight. We're going to cross back over to the Powers Court a little bit later in the show to talk more about, I suppose, that the wider economic view as we... God, dare I say it, as we come out the other side of COVID. I think we said that a few times before and it hasn't proven to be true. Fingers crossed we're getting close to it now. And as we look into 2022, what the forecasts tell us. So that's coming up a little bit later. But coming up after the break, Gavin McLachlan has been speaking to the governor of the central bank.